Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and I'm going to talk to you today about how easy it is to install ASP.NET, Visual Studio, and the tools that you're going to need to start developing your own website today. All right, so what are the things that you need for web development? The first thing you're going to need is an application framework, and you'll use this to build your applications. These are all the libraries and functions that are going to provide the base that your application is going to build on. This is called ASP.NET. Another element is the web server. So this is the software that actually runs your application and then ultimately delivers the HTML to the end user's browser. In our case, this is called IIS, the Internet Information Server. Next is the database. If your application has a database, this will store the information and data that your app will use. For us, this is called SQL Server. And then finally, the development tools that you'll use to write and debug, test and deploy your application. This will be either Visual Studio or Web Matrix. Today, we're going to show you how to get ASP.NET, IIS, SQL Server, Visual Studio, all for free and all at once. We'll install them using something called the Web Platform Installer. And you're going to get the Web Platform Installer and the whole development stack again for free by visiting the ASP.NET website and then clicking on the Downloads tab. You'll click on the big green Install Now button. I'll show you how right now. So head over to the ASP.NET website and then click on Downloads. I'm going to click on Install for free, and this is going to use a thing called the Web Platform Installer. I'll hit Accept and Install, and it's going to ask me if I want to run this executable. I'm going to hit Run. It needs to run as administrator, so I'll say Yes. And this is going to install this Web Platform Installer. You can think of this as like an app store for ASP.NET Web Tools and the Azure SDK and the various things that you might want to install when you're doing web development. So that's launched the Web Platform Installer, and it's set up right now to install Windows Azure SDK and Visual Studio 2013 all in one. I'm going to hit Install, and it's going to give me a list of the things that it's going to install, including IIS, Visual Studio itself. I'll hit Accept. That's going to bring down Visual Studio for web. It's an express version of Visual Studio, so that's free. Visual Studio Express is going to let me use ASP.NET and all aspects of it, including MVC, WebForm, SignalR. I can write applications in JavaScript using my favorite libraries and open source components. It's downloaded everything, and now it's installing Visual Studio Express for web. This might take a little while, so I'll fast forward. All right, and I'll hit Continue. They're letting me know that it worked, and I can make an Azure account if I want to. So I'll hit Finish. I can pick other things if I wanted to install things like Python or Web Matrix. For now, I'm going to hit Exit. Now, if I go to the Start menu and go down to All My Apps, you can see that I've got a new installation. Here is Visual Studio Express. I'm going to right-click on that, pin it to my taskbar and my Start menu. Here's Visual Studio Express for web. And when I run it, it gives me the option to sign into Visual Studio and sync my settings. I'm going to say not now. Express for web comes up, and at this point, I can make a new website. I can make a new ASP.NET web application and publish it to Azure in just a few minutes or any one of my favorite hosts. So that's how easy it is to get started with ASP.NET and web tools. I would encourage you to go back to the website when you're all done and click on Getting Started. We've got videos to explain websites, APIs, doing real-time and mobile. There's lots and lots of free learning resources. You can get started on all the great stuff that's inside of ASP.NET. And for each style, you've got free of charge Pluralsight training, lots and lots of how do I and what is this articles, tutorials, videos, samples, open source, and on and on and on. So definitely explore the site and be sure to click on hosting to learn about hosting with Azure or with one of our hosting partners. I hope you have a good time using ASP.NET and Visual Studio to write your web applications. Thanks.